You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
It is Friday, the 12th of the 109th week of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Okay, this is the first time we are doing this. Freestyle Friday. We don't have anything. There's nothing written. The future, the Friday is not written. What did you do this week? Anything exciting?
We went to the OC Night Market.
Oh, we did go to the OC Night Market. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I ate the most food.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. You got something. You got something that really surprised me.
That's good.
You got like the, what'd you get?
Poutine. What was it? Spicy
Korean pork
something. I don't know.
And I was like, wow. I think if you told me that was going to happen years ago, I would have been shocked.
Yeah. Well, I just eat everything now because everything's so good.
Yeah. What? Do you have any, do you know why you were like a pickier eater when you were younger? Like you were the kid who didn't even eat milk. Do you drink milk now?
Nah, I don't really drink milk.
What about milk and cereal? Like, if you had a bowl of cereal?
No, I don't do milk. No milk.
I remember you saying, or at least my mom told me that you told your mom that you're going to die when you're 30 based on, malnutrition.
Who said that?
My mom told me that you said that. Like, you were going to die young because you don't have, vitamins.
Okay, I don't remember that. Okay. I got a bad memory, so who knows?
Maybe it's all the vitamins that you're not eating.
I don't know.
That led to, improper brain function.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because you also used to be a big soda drinker.
Yeah.
That stopped?
Soda all the time. Yeah, I don't drink soda barely any.
I think that's the thing. I don't really recognize. I don't think I keep tracks. But then there's certain things where I'm like, wow, spice. Like, I remember Hot Cheetos used to be tolerable for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's why I was like, spicy Korean pork.
Yeah. Oh, I love spicy stuff. I just can't handle it. It's not that I don't like it. I love spicy stuff. And that wasn't that spicy.
It wasn't that spicy.
No.
That's the thing. This OC Night Market thing was all Asian food, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I had mee goreng, which is Indonesian noodles. And then I had a ram nut donut, which is a ramen donut. I didn't know the booth next. Oh, I had boba, which was really good. I'm excited. But the next to the ram nut was the spam minnow fries.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And they're spam fries, animal style. But I thought it would be French fries with spam on them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's literally spam cut into French fries,
weird.
Fried.
Huh.
Animal style.
Weird. Yeah, they had some interesting food
there. Yeah, some interesting. Or I'm like, who would eat this?
Yeah.
And the answer is clearly people, because there's a lot of lines, a lot of long lines.
Yeah. A lot of long lines and a lot of empty lines.
Yeah. Like the Migrant place.
Yeah.
My opinion, best deal. I got a bunch of food for $4 and it gave me 5 packs of noodles to take home, which I would have bought anyways.
And then we got to try that cool...
The Kirin beer.
The cool beer where they put half beer and then half frozen beer on top.
Yeah, almost a Slurpee consistency.
Yeah, like a Slurpee consistency. We thought it was just foam, and then we saw, this is beer.
I saw that online, because I think they sell the machines themselves.
Yeah.
But they're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Not very expensive. I think that's I don't drink enough beer.
Yeah.
But I think because I think they developed it for Japanese baseball stadiums. And I think Dodger Stadium might have it now or something. But I was like, that's perfect for a baseball game. Because in theory, they say your beer is cold. You have this layer of ice, frozen beer on top, which keeps it all cool. And then when that frozen part melts, it doesn't dilute your beer at all.
Yeah.
Because it's made out of beer.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. I told my dad about that. He's like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I had a Fruity Pebbles churro,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty delicious. That's about all we did there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Played a lot of games that are impossible carnival games.
so many people.
Oh, I got a
ring toss game.
That stuffed Smurf.
Yes.
Ended up giving it away at the garage sale. And I was going to try to sell it at the garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little girl grabbed it and asked her mom if she could have it. And the mom's like, sure, how much is it? I was like, for you? Free.
Nice.
Because I was like, I'm not going to charge.
That's yeah. Cool.
Felt horrible. Mm-hmm. And then, so yeah, I had a garage sale the next day, which was like a bad idea for me because I was like, I woke up at 4 a.m. the next, I went to sleep at like around midnight because I had Earl Grey tea. And then the next morning I woke up at 4 and was getting ready for the garage sale. I go downstairs and my dad's like, why are you getting ready? Like, why are you up already? And I'm like, I should have been like, you can't ask me those kind of questions. You're up right now. And he's like, the garage sale isn't until like 10. And I'm like, that's when I realized that no one believes that I'm a garage sale expert in my family. Because I'm like, what garage sale is at 10? I'm like, garage sales end at like noon.
Yeah, it's from 7. Really early.
It's supposed to, the time is 7 to noon.
Yeah.
So I was like, so we had, I guess my parents had everything ready the night before when I was at OC Night Market eating a bunch of food. And then I was like putting stuff together. So I had like, there's an acoustic guitar that used to be there. Mm-hmm. I sold it. I was like, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
My old turntable that was in my bedroom, sold that. The receiver thing that used to be right here, sold that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that took up space that I have replacements for yeah. already.
You already have an upgrade.
That is still in the box. That's like in another room. Mm-hmm. I sold all the other stuff. And then I ended up buying a bunch of records for like $50. So for pretty much like almost all the money I made, I ended up selling.
You got new stuff. You pretty much... switch stuff.
Yeah, I very much just wanted these records.
Yeah.
And then it sucks because I went through some of the records and I found, I was like, wow, this like sleeve is really light. No record in it.
Oh, really?
And I was like, really? One of them was a Kansas record that had Carry On My Wayward Son. And I was like, but then I found other sleeves that had multiple records in it. So I have to go through all of them
now.
Yeah,
you got to check to make sure, and make sure the right ones.
The right ones are in the right ones.
Yeah.
And then some of them are missing sleeves and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
What a... Did you ever do that with your games? Like, I know some people used to do that with games where they'd take out the game and then put it in a container. Like, switch games, like, if they're too lazy to find the other case.
You know, I think I just take most of my games out, and they're just floating. They're just, like...
Like, for cartridges and stuff, or for discs as well?
Oh, I'd keep them. Yeah, sometimes I would switch them. I try to keep them. I like them always the same, but...
Yeah, two brothers, so...
Yeah, so they would put it in... Like they whatever take the game out and they put the one game they want to play, they put it back in there. Yeah. I find that so annoying.
Yeah.
I like to keep it the same.
I had two older sisters, so I never had a problem of like stuff missing. Like if anything was missing, it was because of me.
Yeah. Yeah, see I usually wouldn't lose stuff, but then other people would lose it. And I'm like, I know it's not me.
Yeah. And then one thing that I always sold at garage sales is something you remember, the Drinky Bird.
Yes.
Do you still have your Drinky Bird?
I got it somewhere.
Okay.
I think I got it in a box in my room.
Because one year in India, I went to India. The summer 2006. Summer 2006. Went to India, and I was like, what would be a good gift to bring back for people? That gift was a Drinky Bird. Yeah. I used to have one when I was a kid. And when I moved here, I wanted to put it on the mantle. I was too short. It broke and it dyed part of the wall red because it was a red Drinky Bird. And I was sad because I didn't have any more Drinky Birds. So then next time I went to India, I made sure I bought a bunch of Drinky Birds.
Yeah, you had so many.
So I bought 20 Drinky Birds.
Yeah.
And I finally sold all of them. I gave away almost, I think I told my mom earlier, I was like, I think I gave one to anyone who knew my name.
You gave them to so
in high
people.
School. Yeah. Like the list was very long.
Yeah.
And then one of our friends like broke hers. Yeah. So I gave her another one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then whenever a friend saw it and wanted one, I'd give them to them. And then at garage sales, I'd keep them out and I'd sell them. So this year I put one out and I told a lady, I was like, hey, you know, I was like, you look like you might be interested in a Drinky Bird. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were at WonderCon, they had that booth and they had like quotes from fake like Kim Kardashian and Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to use that strategy. So I told this lady, I was like, oh, you might be interested in a Drinky Bird. She's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, you know, in L.A., in these clubs, celebrities are going in holding Drinky Birds. It's a new trend. She believed me.
Wow.
I was like, okay. And she's like, she's like, really? I was like, no, but you could be the start of that trend. And she's like, no, thank you. And then this old Asian guy comes up with a bike. And I had my personal Drinky Bird there. He gets the cup, dumps the water out, and he's like, I want to buy it. And I'm like, there's two boxes right next behind it with Drinky Birds in the new one. I was like, you want a new one? He's like, okay. He's like, how much? I'm like, $3. He's like, $2. I'm like, okay. He rides off. He's on a bicycle. Rides off. Big smile on his face.
I just swindled him out.
Yeah. I was like, this guy must know something about Drinky Birds that I don't know. Mind
this
you,
is
I paid
worth hundreds of dollars.
I paid a dollar for each one. Yeah. So I'm like floating in money.
Yeah.
100% profit. And then every time a kid comes, they just stare at it. And I'm like, these things are really mesmerizing to children.
Yeah.
Like, I saw people driving
by. They are, like, really.
Yeah. They're like, pretty mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Then a guy that comes, he's like, did you make these? I was like, no. He's like, okay. Walks by. Some women come by. Drinky Bird? They're like, no, thank you. I'm like, Kim Kardashian has one. Really? No. Walk away. Old Asian guy comes.
That line wasn't working.
Yeah. Old Asian guy comes back.
He wanted another one?
Bought another one.
Oh, my gosh.
Then I'm down to two left. I go inside my house, get two, my last two, put them out.
Did
have
he
a,
come back?
Have a whiteboard, write world famous Drinky Bird.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of people asking me what's in these. They like open the box. They're like, I don't know what's in here.
That's why you have the one.
I have one in front of. I know.
Show.
I thought it was very common sense.
Yeah. It's like you have a one. It's like at a display at a store. It's like you have the one for show and then you buy one in a box.
I don't think people are ready for this kind of stuff at a garage sale.
They're like, it's there. I can only buy what I see.
Yeah.
If it's in a box, I can't see it. I can't buy it.
Then the Asian guy comes back and his son is there with him. He was like a pretty old guy. Like his son must be in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, you're the one selling these? This is around 10 o'clock. The garage sale has been in for 3 hours.
Yeah.
He's like, my father has only bought that so far. He loves them. His dad buys the last two as well. He bought all four Drinky Birds I had.
Yes.
I was like, I better take this other Drinky Bird inside because I'm worried someone might try to buy it. It was unbelievable to me.
That's such a great
story. I was like, this is shocking. My mom's like, did he buy all of them? I'm like, yeah, in 3 separate trips.
He's like, he bought one. He's like, I can't handle
it. He's like, I can't. I wonder what would have happened if I just kept bringing boxes and boxes of Drinky Birds.
Yeah, if you had unlimited supply and it's just you only have two out because you don't want to show your inventory. Oh, man. I don't know what. I think he would have kept buying them.
I want to know what I want to know what he's doing right now with those Drinky Birds. Does he have all four set up?
He's just watching them all.
Is he like giving them as gifts to his like grandchildren or something?
Is he flipping them on the market? I can get ten bucks for each of these.
I remember one year I sold them for $6 each.
Yeah.
This year I'm like, I'm not having that. I'm just gonna sell them for. Like,
try to get rid of them.
Yeah, I'm like, I've had them for 9 years now.
Yeah.
It's a miracle they are still there, like, not broken or anything.
Yeah.
They might be. Who knows? I didn't check the boxes.
Yeah, they didn't expect. Maybe that's what happened. He kept buying them, and he's like, this is broken.
They're broken.
Stupid. I don't want to tell him that they're broken, though. He's going to think I did it. So just keep buying more.
So, yeah. What else happened? And then yesterday, after that, I was like, my sister was like, I need to go to Michael's. I was like, I'll go with you. The art and craft store.
Mm-hmm.
Not your store.
Not my store.
And so I'm like, I'm going to go with you because I was so tired. It was around noon. And I was like, I've been up for 8 hours. I'm going to get some coffee. So I go with her and I start like, you know how when you're up for really late, your brain starts like failing you.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the giant canvases and there's like a big white wall next to it. I thought that was a canvas for a second. I was like, I felt so horrible. I thought I was going to die. And then we go to It's a Grind, and they had like watermelon lemonade iced tea. And I'm like, that sounds so good. And they had peach lemonade iced tea. So we order it. The guy's like, he took our order. And then the guy making the drinks is like, oh, we're out of watermelon. I'm like, bastard. And they had these cherry almond blended coffee drink. And I was like, okay, I'll just have a large of that. Not realizing a large there is 32 ounces.
Whoa.
So I had a 32-ounce blended iced coffee. I don't remember. And I didn't have breakfast that day. I had 2 Krispy Kreme donuts. That was my breakfast. Because if you participate in the garage sale, the local realtor comes and gives you a dozen donuts, which is awesome. Nice. Except it came at like 10:30. That sucked. Yeah. I don't know what else. That's about it. 15-minute story.
Cool.
Let's just wrap it up.
Yeah.
Netflix recommendations.
Mine is going to be Nightcrawler, which is with Jake Gyllenhaal. He's like an ambulance chaser who... He just randomly one day stumbles upon an ambulance chase, and he sees the guy with the camera. He's like, who's that guy going in? So he's like, I want to do that for my job. And he's like...
I'm going to teleport through walls.
Yeah. And then he's like... He's got a German accent. He went all
starts
blue.
Starts carving all these, like...
Yeah, carving
scriptures
all these
and
weird,
stuff in him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, he's doing that, and then he tries to get connections with reporters. He's like, get my stuff, and he just gets more and more into it. He's a really creepy dude, and it's a really interesting movie. Jake Gyllenhaal is really good in it.
Creepier than the child molester of Westeros?
Not that creepy, no. But he's still creepy. It's just his voice. The way he speaks is really weird, too. Oh. It's just... But it's really interesting.
Have you ever seen, you saw Drive, right?
I did not see Drive, no.
I was going to say, creepier than Ryan Gosling in Drive, because he has like some mental disorder in that movie. I don't... They never say it outright, but I think he's like... mentally handicapped in that movie.
Weird. Yeah, so check out Nightcrawler on Netflix.
My recommendation is Zombievers. It's fun. What more do you need? It's not too scary. It's like pretty crazy looking. It's
from on the Tucker and Dale Cabin in the Woods scale. Where is it?
More towards Tucker and Dale.
Okay. Because the Cabin in the Woods isn't supposed to be scary either.
There's like, but it has scary moments because like if you're not ready for it, you're like,
it's a lot of jump at.
Not like that, but it's just like really like some like twisted mind clearly came up with it.
Yeah,
because like there are monsters and stuff in that movie, and you're like, that's pretty scary. Like just the concept of it is really scary. Where Zombievers is like really weird, and then has this weird ending. Didn't really. Oh, and Bill Burr is in it.
Oh,
forgot about that.
Weird.
He has like a small part in it.
It's cool.
And I like how it ended.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's it.
And on Netflix today is Champs, Life of Crime, Orange is the New Black Season 3, and The Cobbler.
Which is Adam Sandler's movie.
Adam Sandler's movie, yeah. Had like very low reviews from what I saw. And then tomorrow is Antarctica, A Year on Ice, Scandal Season 4, and Transformers Age of Extinction.
And let us know what you thought about Freestyle Friday. Maybe you have a better name for it. Try to make one F name for it.
Preferably, yes.
Preferably a nice one. Not like, fuck off Friday.
That's the only episode I don't listen to.
And maybe you're like, I don't like it. I'd rather just hear about hear you guys rate movies and have like a short show on Wednesday. But I thought my story was worth it this week.
Yeah, that's good.
No. Man, and it was also really weird at the garage sale because eventually after I sold all my stuff, I sold an old paintball helmet I had from when we used to go airsofting back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I sold it for $5 and people would come up to the booth, pick up the helmet, be like, how much? And I would say $5 and they're like, okay, and put it back down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you expecting?
Yeah.
Like, what number are you expecting where you're not disappointed by me saying $5?
I think most of the people must be just interested in what people are pricing things at more than even wanting to get it.
No, like, because my sister was selling a lot of children's clothes.
Yeah.
Because I guess when my niece was born, my parents decided to buy, like, a clothing factory or something. It appeared. We had 4 of those plastic tables.
Yeah. Wow, 4
filled with clothes.
Jeez.
My nephews... took up a third of one table. My niece had the rest of the table.
Wow.
It was really sad. And I had a little cloth in front of the table with all my wares on it.
Yeah.
And we had a clothes rack with dresses on them. My sister was charging $3. It was like most of the clothes were $1 a piece. Some of the clothes were 2 for $5. And those were like pieces. So it was like 2-piece clothes. So it was like a shirt and pants.
Mm-hmm.
So you get like 2 pairs of shirts and pants. So you get like four total clothes, $5. That's not a bad deal. And then the dresses were $3. People would be like, go up to the dress. How much? $3. Put it back on the dress. No one bought a dress. I was weird. Like, $3. It's like a $25 dress.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I think people, I don't know. They don't know what else to say besides how much does it cost, maybe. They wanted to look at it. But
and they're just like saying that to break the ice?
Maybe. Like, I don't know. I don't know the mindset of that. I figure if you're interested enough to look at it, you'll probably want it at the right place, I would think. But it's just a guess. I can't get in the minds of people. I don't know what they want.
But then when I went to go find these records, I bought the records from this girl, like a Persian girl, I think. And I guess her sister painted these ugly paintings.
They're trying to sell them?
They're trying to sell them. And this lady comes up and she's like, oh my God, who painted these beautiful paintings? And the girl's like, my sister. One was five eyes. It was like 8.5 by 11. And it was like different colors of skin with an eye painted over it.
What?
And I was like, and white canvas. Mm-hmm. And it was just like these five splotches with eyes painted over it, with like eyelashes and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm like, who wants this? Yeah. Why would you pick this up and say, who painted this beautiful painting? It's horrifying to look at. Creepy. Like, you should get investigated for buying. That's what the government should do. They should have fake garage sales, sell really creepy stuff, and then profile the people who are buying stuff from you. And be like, this guy is clearly a weirdo, like a murderer. Check their freezer. They probably have like dead humans in them. So yeah, that happened.
Cool.
Yeah, so maybe you didn't like that story. Maybe that last story redeemed it for you.
Yeah, could have gone either way. But like, I like the creepy eye picture portrait story.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Weird. So yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. Until next week, until Monday. Have a safe weekend, maybe.
Yes.
Not Father's Day yet.
No, but not quite.
Tell your dad you love him anyways for not burning you at the stake. That is all. Goodbye. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.